Psalm 88, 13 through 18, that is our passage today as we work our way through the book of Psalms. But I cry to you for help, Lord. In the morning, my prayer comes before you. This is what the psalmist is writing. And then two questions. Why, Lord, will you reject me and hide your face from me? From my youth, I have suffered and been close to death. I have borne your terrors and am in despair. Your wrath has swept over me. Your terrors have destroyed me. All day long, they surround me like a flood. They have completely engulfed me. You've taken me from my friend and neighbor. Darkness is my closest friend. Man, that's a description of a heavy heart, isn't it? You know when your heart is heavy, when it's heavy in the morning. When the great challenges in life settles in during your first conscious thoughts, when the dread of another day splashes over your mind before you can splash water on your face. You know your heart is heavy when it's heavy in the morning. When the cries of the night become the cries of the day. When the night brought no resolve, no peace. You know your heart is heavy when it's heavy in the morning. When getting out of bed takes all the energy you have. When you can barely get dressed. When your mind is so filled with that great challenge that nothing else is important. You know your heart is heavy when it's heavy in the morning, when it feels like God is hiding his face, when the darkness of night is your companion during the day. You know your heart is heavy when it's heavy in the morning, and God knows it too. Your great challenges may still be with you at the end of the day, but so is God, and he desires to carry your heavy load. Hand it over to him, and tonight, sleep well. Father, my heart is heavy. I feel like I have to carry the burden alone. Words like overwhelmed, distraught, exhausted seem to describe where I am. I don't know how to let you carry my heavy load, so please show me. Take it from me. Let me rest and be refreshed so that my heart won't be so heavy in the morning. In Jesus' name, amen.